This podcast is a member of the Voices of Wrestling Podcasting Network. Visit voicesofwrestling.com to hear the rest of our great podcasts, as well as show reviews, columns, opinions, and updates across the world of wrestling.
Hi, I'm Matt Jackson. This is my brother, Nick Jackson. We're the mother effing Young Bucks, and you are listening to the New Japan Purocast. Suck it! Super kick partay to sweet me. All right, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of the New Japan Purocast, your weekly audio source for all things in the world of New Japan Pro Wrestling. My name is Colin Miller, being joined alongside, as always, by Mr. Damon McDonald. It is Sunday afternoon, October 15th, at the time that we are recording this. And Damon, we have got a potpourri of subjects to address today in the world of New Japan Pro Wrestling. Of course, the first Road to Power Struggle show taking place next Saturday, October 21st. We are going to be reviewing the card for that. I want to talk a little Tokyo Dome today. I want to talk a little Super Junior Tag Tournament, a little World Tag League. So no shortage of topics to discuss on today's show. But first, Damon.
Yes.
I have a bit of a retraction, if you will, from last week's show.
We made a mistake?
Well, I think I may have given out some fake news.
Ooh. that's topical.
Yes. I had made the outrageous claim that our good buddy Kevin Kelly did not give us a shout-out on the King of Pro Wrestling show, when, in fact, he did at the end of the show as Okada was walking towards the back. So, Damon, that's what we get for turning off the show right after the main event and, you know, jumping right into recording. Shame on us.
That is a terrible job by us. We didn't hear every word. And actually, that was a really good moment from him, from Double K. I'm pretty positive that he has a lot of creative freedom when it comes to the broadcast, right?
I know Don Callis certainly does.
He sure does. He's still hearing it from the internet community, which is all of us, by the way, because everyone's on the internet. At the end, he did give us a nice little mention, which is always fall on deaf ears, but apparently it does because we didn't listen to it. But we should listen to all of it. But then he also, which I thought was really nice. And again, of course, I had to go back and listen to him mention us because we're narcissists. I'm a narcissist.
Yes, you are a narcissist.
I'm officially diagnosed as. And I wear it with a badge, too.
A narcissist and an empath do a pro wrestling show. Sounds like a punchline to a bad joke.
It really does. What was I going to say? Then he did make mention to the passing of both Bobby Heenan and Lance Russell, which I thought was a real nice touch. So, again, other companies may not mention Hall of Fame broadcasters, but that darn Kevin Kelly, he's a good egg, and he made mention of two legends and two people that influenced his career. Listen, I think he's a real big fan of pro wrestling to begin with, right?
Oh, absolutely. That's clearly evident.
Right, and I think that shines through, and I think the best people on that do commentary, whether it be play-by-play or color or what have you, the people who truly love pro wrestling, I think that shines through, and I think that takes them to another level. And I'm sure that we can list a handful of names, a nice little list of names of people that maybe they're just collecting paychecks, right? Maybe they're just collecting paychecks, but great job by Kevin Kelly. We appreciate it as always. All right. So you said we got a mixed bag here today, right? We got a cornucopia of different topics, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the first thing I want to mention, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I've certainly noticed a lot more buzz than usual for this year's Super Junior Tag Tournament. And I've got to say, I give a lot of the credit to that, to the debut of Sho and Yo, Roppongi 3K.
Yeah, they're fun. They're young. They're giving it at the Takahashi treatment, and I mean the good one, not the bad one.
There's a bad Takahashi.
Well, I mean, maybe not bad, but you know, a less preferred version, right?
Okay.
To most, yeah, they do add a nice little piece of energy into a puzzle that could, you know, I heard Dave crying about it a little bit. Like Dave was saying, he wasn't too thrilled with the lineup. He didn't think the lineup was that sexy, right?
I don't think it's necessarily a sexy lineup per se, but it's certainly a lot more interesting than past years, at least in my opinion.
Yeah, I think it's a fresh lineup, right?
Yeah.
It's a interesting combos. And while they all aren't necessarily marquee players, I like them. I like when you were rattling it off, I was like, this is going to be a fun fucking tournament. I was getting into it. Well, we got Dragon Lee in there, right?
Yep, Dragon Lee and Teton.
Yeah, I mean, they're going to get away, against Takahashi and Bushi, right?
That's right.
You get Dragon Lee and Takahashi in a match, you know it's going to be balls of the wall fun. I can't see how you hand wave that. I ain't. I'm in. And then the return of everyone's favorite ACH, right?
That's right, teaming with Taguchi.
And, I think, again, not to hop back on Dave, but, you know, he was even mentioning that it kind of, you know, looked and smelled like Ricochet was, waving goodbye.
He did allude to that in this week's Wrestling Observer.
Yeah, okay. I haven't read an Observer in a while, to be honest with you. I was mentioning that to you.
I always go right to the New Japan stuff when I read the Observer, since, I mean, I do a podcast on New Japan Pro Wrestling, in case you didn't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it good?
it's decent. It's decent. But yeah, I just basically go right to the New Japan stuff, since that's my primary interest.
Yeah. Yeah, usually I'll hit that first. Well, usually I'll read the cover story first, and then I will scroll down to the New Japan and Japan stuff. But here's the thing, too. Sometimes I feel like, although I'm a huge fan of the Observer, and I think the Observer gives more insight than anyone else, and let's be truthful, 9/10 of the sites that you go to are, oh, wow, they're magically updated Thursday.
Right.
I wonder why. There's only a few people that really truly get the news and deliver it to the masses, as Depeche Mode would with the music. The truth be told, though, it feels like if you listen to the show, you get the news. So the newsletter, I don't want to say that it's like a collection of all Dave's. It's like the newsletter is the best of all the.
Is it like if Dave had a blog?
Yeah, I mean, but it, no, it's like if Dave transcribed his podcast. You know what I mean?
I think there's,
if you listen to the show, you pretty much get the newsletter.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. If you listen to Wrestling Observer Radio with him and Brian, yeah, essentially you get the bulk of what you're going to read in the Observer. However, there are little extra nuggets, if you will, kind of thrown into the text. So I do enjoy listening and reading his thoughts as well.
I do too. I'm not going to lie. I've been a subscriber since, on and off, mind you. There were times where I let it run out. Probably since late 80s. I'd say late 80s.
Well, you are an old guy, so, you know.
Listen, I'm not that old. I mean, I'm older than you and older than a lot of our listeners, I'm sure. But don't make me feel bad. I'm still young at heart. Anyway, my point was, so Dave was kind of down on it, but I'm all in on this junior tag tournament. I'm excited for it. I think, again, fresh matchups, new combos. I'm in. I think it's going to be fun.
So as I alluded to at the top of the broadcast, we do have a Road to Power Struggle show next Saturday, October 21st. And Damon, do you know what the main event for that one is?
No fucking idea. but I'm going to guess that it's some variation of an LIJ multi-man tag. Am I warm?
Close, but no cigar. That is actually the semi-main event. But the main event for this show is a monster of a main event, if I don't say so myself. A rematch from one of the most surprisingly amazing matches from last year. Of course, I'm talking about Yuji Nagata versus Manabu Nakanishi, celebrating their 25th anniversary in New Japan Pro Wrestling. And if you haven't seen their match from last year, I believe it took place later in the year. No kidding, that was at least a 3¾ star match.
It was up there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I remember doing this show and just our heads exploding because you again, if you go back and watch the videos, they can go. But even Nakanishi on his best day, on his best fucking day, was always a bit of a slower moving gent, we'll say. He was never really, he wasn't Ricky Henderson, for those of you who watch the baseball, all right? So with that being said, yeah, at their age and the body of work that they deliver, consistently for 2 years, you would not have expected the match that they did. And again, if you're expecting Okada Omega, you're going to be sorely disappointed.
I don't think anybody's going into this expecting that caliber of match.
No.
I could be wrong, though.
They got nothing coming. The good news is, though, if you go into it with somewhat low expectations, just because of what the history has shown you. Maybe not with Yuji Nagata, because everybody still feels like he can go.
Oh, yeah. Many people consider him one of the MVPs from this year's G1.
Yeah.
He's on that list.
He's on the list. I would put him on a list. Down the bottom of that list, but he's on the list. What do you think about this match? That's the main event, huh?
Yeah, that's the main event. I can't wait, because last year...
Really?
I remember watching it.
You think they got another one in them, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I remember watching the match from last year, and you hadn't watched the show yet, and I was like, Damon, wait till you see this Nagata-Nakanishi match. Like, I think I was so excited that I gave it 4 stars at the time.
Right? Well, that's where we get the... that's probably where we get the reputation for throwing around the fours.
Probably. I mean, truth be told, it was probably closer to the ballpark of 3.5, but still, yeah. for Nagata Nakanishi to have like a 3.5 star match, I mean, that speaks volumes.
Yeah, I mean, I think what speaks volumes is paramedics weren't rushing to the ring afterward, right? I think what speaks volume is that physically they're going to do it again. Here's the thing. Japanese promotions do history like no other, right? They remember their history. And someone made a really nice comment on the NJPW subreddit, on Reddit. And first of all, I got to make mention, I think is it that Scuba Steve guy?
Yes.
He always puts our fucking show up, right? I don't do it. He does it.
Neither do I. It's him, and I think that Evan Deadly Sins does
yes,
it sometimes as
yes,
well.
Gotta give a shout out to Evan Deadly Sins as well.
It's a combination of all those guys. God bless them.
Yeah, they really are the fucking bee's knees, right? They put it up
there.
That's not even
the cat's pajamas.
Cat's pajamas. Anyway, they are the good eggs of the internet. That is for sure, because they put that shit right up. They put that shit up quicker than Mackie likes it.
and that's saying a lot, because I'll tell you what. Right. I don't consider our podcast as being uploaded until I see the like and the retweet from
right,
Brian
that's
Mackie.
That's the confirmation from Mackie. Yeah.
Yeah, once he does that, it's like okay, podcast is in the can. we're good. I can sleep tonight.
Wait, we're good. Yep, yeah. But they get that shit right up on Reddit, and God bless them, because we're too fucking stupid to put it up ourselves. I wouldn't know how to do it.
Oh my god! I remember I left it up to you one time,
and you're like, I can't fucking figure this. I got an HTML.
Your head mind. Like almost exploded.
Oh, I was like, you can't just post a link. Like, what's going? Oh, yeah, I really had a headache with that. Yeah, but thank you, Evan Deadly Sins and Scuba Steve. I hate talking in in handles. I feel like I'm on like a CB radio.
Okay, good buddy, our Scuba Steve on here. Watch out for the smoky.
Could you imagine if our real names were Reddit handles? Like
Jushin. Yeah, I'm Jushin. Yeah, I've had that forever though too. I was pretty decently active on Dig. Remember Dig?
Oh, I remember Dig.
Yeah, I was pretty active on Dig.
That was around when I was in high school, I believe.
Yeah. Well, who was there? Was that who was the guy that fucking made Dig?
I don't remember.
I see his face because here's another thing that got me into podcasting too. Was you ever watch Dig Nation?
Sometimes.
Right. It was Kevin. I want to say Kevin Hart, but it was like, that's completely wrong.
I don't think it was Kevin Hart.
No, it was Kevin Hart.
Kevin Rose.
Yes. And Alex Albrecht, was it?
Not sure about that one.
Yeah, he had the blonde spiky hair.
Jay Adelson is one of the other co-founders of Dig.
Okay.
Can't believe we're talking about Dig, by the way.
Dig was the shit. Dig was, it wasn't Upvote. What was it? What was the... Like, I really feel like an old guy talking about the internet right now. Remember GeoCities? Remember AOL message board?
That's shutting down soon. AOL Instant Messenger is going away in December, officially.
The instant message?
Yeah.
Huh.
That used to be the popular thing among all the kids, where you would leave like your passive-aggressive statuses directed towards people because you didn't have the balls to say that to their face. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I kind of do. Probably. I've probably been guilty of that. And then the status, what is it? The name, was it? Or no, gender, age, and something or another, right?
Yeah, nah, whatever.
We are so off fucking point here. This is unbelievable. What was the original point, Colin?
Nagata versus Nakanishi was the original
point. Wait, Nagata, Nakanishi, and we wind up with Alex Albrecht and Kevin Rose. Our fucking show is great. But yeah, Dig Nation. Dig Nation was really fucking cool. All right, so anyway, am I excited for this? 25 years. Japan does very good with their history. And they're giving these guys a little spotlight here on a Road to show. Main event. Am I excited? Scale of 1 to 10. I got to give it more than a 5, right?
Okay, so you can't, rate this on the same level as if, you know, like, for example, if I were to ask you, like, Damon, what's your level of excitement for Okada Naito at the Dome?
Right.
Okay, that's probably a 10, right? You can't rate it in that same ballpark. Right. So like if I were to give this an 8,
wow, you know,
that's different than if I were to give Naito Ishii an 8. Does that make any sense?
Yes. Yes. I'm going to either way, I'm over a 5. I'm kind of into it.
I can't wait to see what they can do if they can match what they did last year, which I thought was awesome.
And here's the thing, too. I don't care who it is. Singles match. I'll take a fucking singles match on a Road 2 show.
Yeah.
Because how many times have we sat through Road 2 shows where it's nothing but multi-man tags?
You want to know what's before that main event, Damon?
Well, LIJ.
Six multi-man tags.
Six of them. Six.
That's right.
Wow.
You want to go through the card?
We are going to go through the card, but let's just talk about this for a second. Where's this show being held? Do you know?
This show, and I apologize for my pronunciation, the Togain Arena in Chiba?
Okay, all right. I'm talking like I've been there. Oh, yeah.
Butchered.
Yeah, sure, I watch the hockey team there. I cover
right,
it.
Right. Chiba Togain Arena.
Nice place.
Right.
Six multi-man tags.
Yep, six tag matches before the main event of Nagata Nakanishi.
Would you buy a ticket to that?
I mean, listen, if I lived there and I wasn't doing anything, why not? What the hell?
Yeah.
Hey, New Japan's in town, fun show, you know, the big names on the card. Absolutely.
Yeah, maybe. That's a lot of multi-man tags, man.
It is.
I mean, I understand it's a road to show, and I understand that, you know, again, the singles matches are saved for the bigger shows. I understand that concept, everyone. But, man, they really love to beat the fuck out of those multi-man tags. And again, I think this is one of those things where the network is both a blessing and a curse. Because you have access to all these shows, whereas before you may not have, right? So these shows usually back in the day would fly under the radar unless there was a TV taping or something like that.
And to your point, I don't think that there is any reason why they couldn't build towards this Super Junior Tag Tournament by having some singles matches with competitors in the tournament. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I do.
For example, let's have, Dragon Lee versus ACH.
Mm.
Two guys in the tournament. You know, let's have a singles match between some of these guys.
Because they're trying to get as much people on the show as possible.
Well, yes, that's the obvious answer, but...
Right, I mean, really, but that is the answer. I mean, that is the answer.
Let's do Liger versus Kawato.
Right, but that's one match where you could have, you know, six other people in that same match. And quite frankly, the results, you could probably do more when it comes to progressing the storylines of a lot of different people at the same time, right? I mean, you kill multiple birds with one stone.
Absolutely. So, in essence, there's really no sense in us bitching about this.
It isn't, but my only bitching about it is that, you know, sometimes you got to sit through it, right? And it just seems like it's the same fucking piece of steak that you're eating. And listen, this is rough steak. This is not, we're not talking filet by any stretch, but, we do a podcast, Colin. We have to fucking produce content every week. We're going to bitch a six-man tag. Get over it. All right. So let's go up and down this show. Let's talk about all these multi-man tags. We'll give our riveting opinion, and we'll see where we go from there.
All right. So first match, we have a tag match featuring the team of Kitamura and Oka taking on Leo Tonga and Yujiro Takahashi. Damon, I have a horrible analogy to give you regarding Mr. Leo Tonga.
Okay.
Leo Tonga is like the so you're in high school science class and you're I know it always goes back to like high school science class with me. I have
somebody
no
had some
idea
trauma
why.
In high school. Yeah, you had some trauma.
You have no idea.
Oh. I think I do.
Okay. So you're assigned groups for this project, right? And one of the guys in your group is just, you know, a jock type who really is kind of getting by in high school simply because he plays football. Like, he gets a free pass for that. And he contributes, like, absolutely nothing to the group. Like, he's just, like, standing there. Like you're trying to discuss with him. And he's like, okay, so what should we do? What kind of thing you want? And he's like, I don't know.
Right. Go lift weights.
That to me is Leo Tonga. He's the guy in the high school science group who contributes absolutely nothing, and then we'll take credit at the end. Maybe that's a horrible analogy.
That's hurtful. Not even horrible, Colin. Very hurtful. Because I will say this, and I mean, listen, he had nowhere to go but fucking up. Let's be truthful.
Right.
But do you think that you've seen a little bit of improvement in him in the short time that you've seen him?
Oh, absolutely.
From the first time that he – right. Okay. So let's give him the benefit of the doubt here, right? I'll give him a little credit.
I'll be honest with you. I just wanted to give you that analogy.
You were just – something was brought up, huh?
Yeah.
You had a little – you're rehashing some trauma, right?
Yeah,
is this a real life story? Were you in this science class?
No. You know, to tell you the truth, I don't even think there ever was a group project in my high school science class.
Really? We had like people in the class, so I was with my friends anyway, so it didn't matter. I didn't do shit with it anyway, so.
I'm just saying, you wouldn't want Leo Tonga in the group.
Look, I think Leo Tonga. Here's what I think about this match, and which will kind of maybe echo a little bit, maybe in a little softer way, Colin. More graceful way. Jeez. Poor Leo Tonga. He's just trying to fucking make a living in pro wrestling.
I'm just joking.
A lot of youngsters in this match.
Yes. A lot of youngsters. I like.
Yes. Yes. But a lot of youngsters in this match. Now, there is an element of pro wrestling where sometimes you just want to see the car crash, right? You just want to see how are they going to get through this 8 minutes, right? Because
eight, I think that's even being a little bit.
You think they give them under? Do you think they go under five?
It's going to be 5 minutes.
Okay. Takahashi's is the anchor in this match, right?
He's the anchor.
He's the guy that's got to hold all this fucking horse shit together, right?
Tokyo Pimp.
Yep. When it starts to unravel. And you know it will, right? The Tokyo Pimp, he's got to be the guy that gathers the loose string and starts to fucking sew back the sweater. I'm doing a Weezer reference there, by the way.
If you want to destroy my sweater.
That's right. Whoa. Are you a Weezer guy?
A little bit. Not a huge Weezer guy, but I do enjoy me some Blue Album.
It didn't do anything for me.
No?
I don't know. Nah, not really. Not my thing. Anyway, getting back to this match. Under 5 minutes you're calling, right?
Yeah, I'm saying and 5 minutes tops. Like 5 minutes and 6 seconds.
You think Leo Tonga is getting the win?
Do I think Leo Tonga is getting the win?
Leo, first
Leo.
Of all. Leo.
Leo gets.
I always think of Leo Huxtable.
I always think of Joe Pesci's character from Lethal Weapon, Leo Getz.
Leo Getz. That's right. Okay. I'm down with that. I'm actually on the plane ride back home. Like this time last week, I was flying back from Heathrow Airport. I watched Goodfellas again.
Of course you did.
What a great fucking movie. Oh,
it is.
So good. So great. All right.
You know why you love that movie so much, by the way?
Why is that?
Because it's so fast-paced.
Yeah.
It is one of the fastest paced movies. Like probably the fastest paced movie that Scorsese has.
Yeah, I like it. And every scene is there's not a throwaway scene, it feels like.
No.
You know what I mean? It doesn't like every scene there's a fucking line or something silly or just something that like you could just sink your teeth into. Every fucking scene. Ah, such a good movie.
Get your fucking shine box, Damon.
I don't know if you heard it at this count. I don't shine shoes anymore. And you were away for a little bit. Oh, so fucking good. Hey, why are you busting my balls? All right, we can do Goodfellas quotes.
Let me ask
long.
You a question about... yes. Okay, so you asked me, is Leo Tonga going to get...
Goodfellas podcast?
this is an everything podcast, let's be honest. Do I think Leo Tonga is getting the win? No. I think Yujiro is going to pick up the win on one of the Young Lions, but I wanted to talk about Kitamura for a second, one of my favorite Young Lions, along with Oka.
Yes.
But Kitamura, to me, has the potential to be very, very special to the point where I almost feel like they should pull the trigger on him relatively sooner than a lot of the other Young Lions. I just feel like he has that potential to get into a higher card mix sooner rather than later, just because of his presence. And let's be honest, I think that big guys in pro wrestling are more popular than they have ever been before. Like a guy like Keith Lee, for example, like just like big monsters are making such a comeback in pro wrestling, from my perspective.
Okay. But imagine him when he does have more seasoning, right? I think pulling the trigger does more harm than good. It's kind of like calling up a player in the minor leagues too early, right? Confidence gets rattled. Let's take her. And here's the thing, too, Kyle. There is zero need to bring anyone up quickly.
Oh yeah, I agree with you completely, and I'm not even necessarily advocating for that. I just thought that it was something interesting to bring up because I've seen a lot of people on the social media kind of echo those sentiments that they want to see Kitamura involved in something big sooner rather than later.
Nah, I don't. I want to see them take their time. I really do because as much as everybody has high hopes, I'd rather the stake get seasoned a little bit longer. He's very green. I mean, as good as those young Lions are right now, and I really do enjoy them. They are very green. They are very green.
Let me ask you this though.
Go ahead.
Who's better? Like as an overall pro wrestler, Kitamura or Baron Corbin?
Colin, the our listeners don't like it when we rip on other promotions or other wrestlers in other promotions.
I'm not ripping on other promotions. I'm just saying here's a guy, Kitamura, who, you know, as you said, is very green. And I'm just comparing him to...
Where is he at?
A guy...
I'll tell you what, he's better than Jinder Mahal. How about that?
There you go.
I honestly think he's better than Jinder Mahal.
So think about that. This young lion is far more advanced than a world champion.
Well, I don't know about
promotion.
Far more advanced. Let's be very truthful here. They're probably on the same page.
Okay.
They're probably neck and neck. Right? You know what I mean? Like, for me to sit here and say a young lion.
Even to say that though, a young lion is neck and neck with a world champion in another promotion. That's kind of a testament to the NJPW dojo.
Oh, I mean, I don't think there's any doubt about it. I mean, I think the dojo, I mean, if that's the question, the dojo beats any training facility in the world to me. Like, if you graduate from the fucking dojo, and there are plenty that haven't, if you get out of there alive, you're gonna make yourself a decent pro wrestler. Let me ask you a question, Colin, being that we're stuck on this first match and we're talking young lions.
Yes.
Who's the worst?
The worst young lion?
Right now.
Wow, I feel bad almost answering that question.
They're not going to take it personally. Somebody's got to be last.
Maybe.
Oka?
No, I don't think it's Oka. I would say Yagi or Umino.
Yeah, Umino probably. Yeah,
One of those guys, which isn't to say that they're bad, because they're not, and they're actually featured in the next match just to kind of keep things rolling along here. So, yeah. So it's Young Lion City in the next match here, 6-man tag. So on one side we've got Ren Narita, Tetsuhiro Yagi, and Umino taking on El Desperado, Tai Chi, and Kanemaru.
Well, I think we all know what's going to fucking happen here. We got some young lions that are going to take an ass beating.
Right? Some young lions are going to get whiskey blown in their eyes, and they're going to get a hammer stuck up their ass.
there's going to be some dues paid is what's going to fucking happen here. Yeah, I'm sure there'll be plenty of nonsense, too, and a Boston crab for good measure. I don't think there's any surprises here, right? I think we all know what the outcome here with Suzuki-Gun riding away victorious. But I think the takeaway for this match is watching young lions get brutalized. I hate to say it, but that's what we're watching. That's what we're seeing in this match. We're watching three young boys pay some dues in pro wrestling. So if you're into that kind of stuff, you're going to get that. You're going to get a basket full of that. You're going to get a trash can full of that.
Speaking of El Desperado, I don't know if you heard about this match, but El Desperado is going to be at Global Wars UK on November the 9th, and he is going to be taking on Matt Riddle.
Suzuki, not El Desperado.
Both of them.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Was that night one?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So on the 9th, it's Riddle versus El Desperado, which is a match I never knew I wanted until I saw it.
Right.
And then on the 10th, Minoru Suzuki versus Matt Riddle. Damon, that, that's a meal right there. That's a steak and potatoes and steamed broccoli. Mm.
My UK boys were fucking, their pants were down over there. They sent me that. They sent that to me like 2 seconds after you sent it, actually. You were on top of it.
Can you tell I'm a big Riddle guy?
Yeah. Yeah, I said, you sent me. This is a Colin Miller match.
Yes.
That's a compliment. El Desperado.
Yeah, El Desperado. This is like an El Desperado renaissance this year, I feel. People are into him. Ever since best of the Super Juniors tournament, like, people kind of woke up to him a little bit.
Well, I mean, it's hard to kind of swim through the mud of Suzuki-gun nonsense when you're just, you're basically there to be a hired thug.
Right.
It's kind of hard to shine. That's a weird matchup. That's a fire pro matchup right there. Red Pro's got some fucking good. They got back to back good shows.
Hey, we've said it before. Rev Pro, like they've got it going on. Like, among all the indie promotions, I feel like Rev Pro just offers up something special every time.
I'll tell you something else too. What a diverse crowd.
Yeah.
Remember I told you before where you kind of felt like the pro wrestling that you went to before is not the pro wrestling now. And I'm not even talking about the in-ring. I'm talking about the crowds, the people, the fans, younger crowd, Rev Pro, a tight-knit community, but very diverse, which is very cool to see. I mean, I remember telling you, no girls that showed up at a fucking pro wrestling show unless, they were dragged there by their boyfriend or husband, right?
Right.
But that's changed, man. They're fans. And that's refreshing.
We have a lot of women who listen to this show. I love it.
Do we?
I think we have a fair share.
Yeah, I like that. I just like the idea of that, you kind of get a taste for that at Ring of Honor, but it's nothing like Rev Pro. Rev Pro and even that Lucha Forever show, both those shows. It was really really like one of those things. And then again, maybe it's a UK thing. Maybe it's a London thing where London in and itself is a very diverse city. I don't know, man. You just got to feel it was just like, wow. I mean, this is a change and a positive change at that. Really nice. But yeah, Rev Pro's got a really great fucking deal. I wish they would fly us in. Why won't Rev Pro fly us in?
Is there any reason why they can't?
Of course not.
I think we do great coverage. Besides the obvious fiscal reasons, right. Damon. But I mean, we could be out there in line with a microphone talking to fans,
You could do that.
Okay, well, I could be out there with a microphone in line talking to fans.
Listen, put a fucking microphone at the bar. Dude, the bar setups are nice there, too. They get some really good drinks there.
I can imagine that was the first thing you scoped out.
It was. I'm not going to lie. It was. Colin, I haven't had a drink in... Best drink I had was before I got on the airplane. So it's been a week.
Damon, I'm proud of you.
That's pretty. I mean, it doesn't sound like a big deal. It's a pretty big deal for me. I'm not gonna lie. So now I have this thing in my head where it's like, all right, how long can I keep going? Right. I do have this thing in my head where it's like, okay, I got a streak. Yeah. Why don't I just keep going with the streak? Right.
Hey, you could. I think you can go however long you want.
Here's what I'm worried about.
Uh oh.
Want to get to fucking Tokyo?
Oh, yeah. The streak is going to be broken there.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have no faith in you in Tokyo. Zero.
I don't have faith. Well, that's the problem. I don't have faith in me in Tokyo, right? So it's either going to be really great, or I just have this nagging thing in the back of my head of like, oh, my God, this could turn bad quickly.
Enjoy the G1 climax this year, Colin.
I mean... You might get a text, a random text early in the morning for you, but late at night for me.
Enjoy new beginning.
Yeah, enjoy that fucking power struggle. That's what I'm worried about a little bit. I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little bit worried about it. It is a thought in my head.
You don't have to go crazy, but I know you will.
Right, and here's the problem too. New Year's Eve.
Oh man, that's a double whammy.
Yeah.
Shit, because.
Because if it doesn't turn out great, like if I'm not having a great time, I know the fucking switch is going to kick in my brain, and I'm going to be like, "Fuck, it's New Year's Eve."
I need to go to the show now, just so I can watch you.
Yeah, watch me self-destruct.
Can someone hook me up with tickets so I can like be Damon's chaperone? Maybe.
I need a chaperone for New Year's Eve. I think.
Okay.
New Year's Eve might be trouble. New Year's Eve might be trouble. Might be trouble.
We'll figure this out. Don't worry.
We'll figure this out. See if we can get like a female chaperone. Not on that. You know what I mean? Yeah, but you don't know what I mean. You know, it's not like a.
Oh,
like,
I know what you mean.
Not like that. I don't mean that. Well, I mean, if you want to line that up, by all means. But you know what I mean? Like, I just kind of like, and I don't want to. Never mind. Why am I talking about this? Who cares? Rev Pro, fly us in. We'll promote. How about that? November. What is it? 9th.
November 9th and 10th.
All right.
Listen, although I'd have to get a passport in a hurry.
You don't have a passport?
No.
Oh, come on. Come on, get on this.
I know.
All right. Let's get back to this Row 2 show because our listeners are ready to drive off a fucking highway because we're all over the place. But okay. Honestly, these are some of our best shows.
I enjoy these shows when there's a Row 2 show coming up and we're free to kind of sprinkle in our... various thoughts that have been rumbling through our head. But anyway, okay, so obviously one of the young lions is taking a fall here. Probably,
Pick one.
Let's say Narita, since I haven't seen a lot of him.
Fine. He takes the fall.
Next match, we have got an 8-man tag. This one should be quite good. So, on one side, we've got Teton, Dragon Lee, Tiger Mask, and Liger.
Mm.
You may know him, Damon.
I do. He's on my leg.
That's right. Taking on Kawato, Kushida, ACH, and Taguchi. Right off the bat, let me ask you a question here. What is the ceiling for this Kushida-Kawato tag team in the junior tag tournament? Do you see them advancing past the first round?
No.
Okay.
No.
A lot of people are excited about that team, I think.
I think it's a different team. It kind of reminds me of like a Juice Tanahashi, but in a junior kind of way.
Yeah.
Who do they go in the first round? Do you know?
Let me pull that up in 1 second here. Just
take your time.
Fill in the dead air, Damon.
All right. Well, look. The 8-man tag, Colin, is a real sexy match when it comes to juniors, right? I'm digging everybody in that match. Now, they got to give it time. They got to give them space to breathe. But I'm into that match. I'm absolutely fucking into that match.
So Kushida and Kawato are going to be taking on Sho and Yo. Yeah, they're not making it out of the first round.
No, they're not getting out of the first round.
Nope.
And I get Kawato taking the pin. Although it would be awesome if Kushida took the pin, but that's never going to fucking happen.
That would be crazy, but yeah, I don't think there's any chance of us seeing that.
Yeah. No, I don't think they get out of the first round. I don't think they get out of the first round, but that's okay.
And just for the record, I do see Sho and Yo being in the finals and losing.
Yeah, I kind of see that same way. Who do they lose to?
Who do they lose to? Well, our options are... Taka and Tai Chi, Taguchi and ACH, Kanemaru and Desperado, or Liger and Tiger. Well, I'm going to say it's going to be a heel tag team. Probably Kanemaru and Desperado.
Yeah. Of the names of the teams that you listed there, not to give away early predictions, but that sounds like a finals match to me.
And that's not a bad finals match, really, when you think about it.
Let me ask you, I mean, are they considered heels?
Well, they're
Roppongi
in Suzuki
3K?
Goon.
No, Roppongi 3K.
Oh, Roppongi 3K. No, they're not considered
Chaos?
Heels.
Chaos is a heel stable. So are they a part of Chaos?
I guess they would be. considering the Rocky Romero. Right.
Right. So are they I'd like to get that confirmed. Can Kevin Kelly call us, please?
Yeah, Kevin. KK.
KK.
Shoot us a DM.
Wow, I like the nickname KK.
KK.
KK. Send us a little DM on the DL, and let us know if 3K is in. I don't have a closing one. KS or CS? Chaos. I wonder if they are.
From my perspective, I consider Sho and Yo to be baby faces.
They don't act like it.
Baby faces with a swagger. Like Okada, he's a baby face with a swagger.
But Chaos technically is a heel stable, Colin. I know it's hard to believe. They're a heel stable.
Is Ishii a heel? Is anyone a face or a heel, really?
I mean, Bullet Club.
Yeah.
Suzuki-gun.
Yeah. I think that Suzuki-gun really are like the closest to being authentic heels, where as you're watching it, like you can say, okay, yeah, they're obviously the heels.
Yeah.
Other than that, the lines have been blurred for such a long time.
I agree, but I think technically Chaos is a heel faction.
All right.
But anyway, I mean, they probably have shifted. You know, maybe they're like Dungeons and Dragons. What is it, like a neutral evil or whatever?
I never played that.
You never played D&D?
No, never.
I think I did poorly back in high school. Like, not, you know, maybe a handful of times. I don't really think it's that fun. I'm gonna be truthful.
Like, doesn't that go on for like hours and hours?
It feels like it. Yeah. No, it's actually 15 minutes, but it feels like it goes on for hour and hour. Like a Jinder Mahal match.
Right.
Okay. Yes. So that's that. All right. What else we got on this nonsense show?
We got a 6-man tag. We've had the team of Yoshihashi, Goto, and Toru Yano. Well, I can't wait to talk about this power struggle match.
Your favorite.
Taking on Taka Michinoku, Iizuka, and Suzuki. Wow. All right. So let's see here. Damon, did you hear the news about the never title match at Power Struggle?
Correct me if I'm wrong, but there's a stip, right?
Oh, there's a stip, all right.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Not a lumberjack match. What the fuck am I thinking? Don't tell me. I know it. I know the answer to this. Bull rope match?
Yes, it is going to be a bull rope match. Now, I don't know about you, but I can't think of a single bull rope match in pro wrestling history that was like successful, I guess would be the word.
Well, here's the thing. It depends on how they work it, right? So a decent bull rope match, you can have a decent bull rope match, right? Like, I'm sure Dusty and Tully had a decent bull rope match, right?
I'm sure.
Right? I'm sure Flair and Dusty or some combination thereof had a decent bull rope match. The problem with the bull rope match is this, is whoever the fuck came up with that idea that you had to drag them around to the corners. You know what I'm talking about? You had to touch all four corners.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh. What a fucking terrible idea that is.
I'm probably going to get a lot of heat, by the way, for saying that there hasn't been a decent bull rope match. But you have to understand, I grew up watching Steve Austin versus Savio Vega. Like that's my idea of a bull rope match. So forgive me, you know, if I'm dismissing some matches.
There's been decent bull rope matches.
Sure.
Right? But all of those type of matches, let's be truthful, aren't really that great.
Right, that's what I'm
getting at. The chain matches, the Indian strap match. They're all, you tie somebody to a fucking, you know, together, and it's, I don't know, for some reason, the quality feels like it falls apart. I think this adds zilch to this match. It adds zilch. A bull rope. I'm trying to think, outside of, like, garbage wrestling promotions, you know, like, you know, your IWAs or your FMWs or your Wings or whatever the fuck.
Or your HWIs.
I think HWI did have a fucking bull rope match. I'm not going to lie. I think so. Or some variation thereof.
When's the HWI streaming service going to be online? Because I'm particularly looking forward to that.
I am not looking forward to that. I will not be a subscriber.
You gotta work on that.
I'm more proud of my drug use in my teens than I,
you're more proud of dropping acid.
Yeah, I'm more my coke habits than fucking HWI. I'm trying to think. I mean, they probably have said it in somewhere. There hasn't been a bull rope match in fucking New Japan, has there?
I don't believe so.
So in 1 year, we've seen a lot of nonsense gimmicks, right?
Sure have.
Happy with that?
The fact that it's lower on the card makes me feel...
It's for the never title, Colin.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's for the never title.
it's never title, arguably, it's the third most important belt in the fucking company. Now, you could say the U.S. title.
Not
is,
anymore,
but...
pal.
Not anymore, huh?
No. Not anymore. Ever since this Suzuki reign happened,
I hate to say it, but
boy, it has really fallen down the ranks for me personally. I do have an idea, though, about how it can reclaim some of its glory and interest, but...
I'm interested. Come on, let's hear it.
Well, it kind of ties into the junior heavyweight title picture, to be honest with you.
Oh, you want to you love the idea of mixed match and weight classes.
Well, yeah, because isn't that what it was invented for? I mean, I know I've said that 1,000 times, but I'll give you my idea once we get to the semi-main event here, okay?
All right. But you're not excited. First of all, let's talk about the tag match. Tag match, who cares, right?
Yeah. Who cares? This is all to build to this Yano Suzuki bull rope match.
You think Yano gets a pin?
Yeah, Yano, you know, ball shot schoolboy on probably Iizuka.
Tape somebody up, roll somebody up.
Yeah, it's gonna be Iizuka because Taka's in the junior tag tournament. So
Taka's, yeah, that don't matter. Taka's a junior. Taka's a junior.
Right, but
who else is a junior in that match? And Taka takes the falls in every fucking junior match.
I know,
like.
but Damon, it wouldn't make sense for a competitor in the junior tag tournament to lose when you have Iizuka. Come on, Iizuka can lose.
Either one of them could.
Are you trying to protect Iizuka?
Listen,
it sounds like you're trying to protect Iizuka.
He's got that fucking Intercontinental run coming up, dude. Come on.
Oh my God.
Halloween's right around the corner, you know.
I do know. I'll be in Las Vegas.
No, you gonna miss me?
Yeah, a little.
We gotta fucking do our gimmick. I was gonna do. We're gonna do the costume. Be a
Iizuka. That's right. I was gonna have the chain, and you were gonna be.
Yeah.
Which you know wouldn't be that far from real life.
Really wouldn't.
You know when you
we'll run through the streets of Philadelphia
when you put it into perspective. But
really, right? It's kind of like a metaphor for life.
Yeah, it really is.
All right, can I still owe you $1 American, by the way.
You do. I'm waiting for that.
I know. You got a care package coming.
I want it to be a Sacagawea coin, by the way.
I'm still looking. Can we double or nothing?
Okay, let's double or nothing.
Double or nothing. $2 American. I'm saying Taka Michinoku takes the fall.
Okay, four Kennedy halves. Taka Michinoku takes the fall.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying he takes the fall, and you can have anyone else.
All right.
Taka Michinoku.
Fair enough.
All right.
Fair enough.
But yes, it's leading to a match that no one is excited for, right? Bull rope match, New Japan Pro Wrestling.
We shouldn't say no one because, you know.
No, people care.
There are people who do really like Yano. If that's your bag, then, you know, that's cool if you enjoy Yano. I don't. I personally would.
Here's the thing. I like Suzuki.
Yes.
I really do.
Yes.
I have no interest in seeing him in a ring in a bull rope match. Zero.
Neither do I.
I'm going to be truthful. I think that type of gimmick match kills a match. I really do. Here's the problem. I really feel like in a match like that, you have to have some experience in working a match like that. You're not going to work a regular match that way. I don't know. Dusty and Tully is the thing that pops into my head immediately when I think of bull rope matches that were halfway decent. Can't think of really many others. Maybe a Terry Funk. I'm sure he's involved in a bull rope match somewhere around
there.
Absolutely.
Right?
Probably with Dusty Rhodes. So, from a Japan perspective, from a Japanese perspective, Yano and fucking Suzuki in a bull rope match? Get the fuck up the street.
Well, come on. Well, listen, what did I say last week? This Yano feud is to give Suzuki a break until the dome, essentially.
I get, yeah. A bull rope match.
Yep. So we can have lots of smoke and mirrors. We can have we won't have to bitch about the ref not calling for a DQ because obviously there is none.
Well, they gotta find a fucking cowbell in all of Japan. I don't know where you're finding that.
I'm sure you can go to a music store somewhere. Yeah. Are there guitar centers in Japan?
Yeah. So right at Shibuya Crossing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The big. Everybody knows the crossing where a million people crossed at the same time on the road. Right down the street, I just said up the street, but right down the street, there's actually like a gigantic guitar store that I was in.
Nice.
It's like four levels. Yeah, it's really cool. And you see from the outside, it's like they have guitars on the outside of the building, like giant guitars. You can't play them, Colin. They're just props. But
man, I've got to get there. I really do.
Oh, Con, it's such a great place. And here's the thing, too. Unfortunately, I deleted my Facebook. People are well aware of that, right?
Yes.
So
don't try and tag Damon in the classic group or anything, because he won't see it.
I won't see it, number one. And number two, I can't help you with tickets. I just can't help you with tickets.
I wish we could.
Listen, he sent the tweet, right?
Yeah.
He sent the tweet, so we can say it, right? So somebody hit up Kevin Kelly. How do I get fucking front row tickets?
Genesis next year.
Yeah, first of all. Yeah, I know. Front row. Come on. Just worry about getting in the building, my man, number one. Number two, it's near fucking impossible. And number three, even Kevin Kelly has no idea how to do it.
He actually works for the company.
Right. Freak, me and Colin were like, the guy works for the fucking company.
We just watch it and talk about it.
Right. But it's a pain in the ass. I mean, to get those ringside seats, you got to be a fan club member, which is like $100. You got to have an actual physical mailing address in Japan, not one of those mailing service nonsense numbers. You got to have an actual fucking address that correlates with the credit card that you're going to use. And then you got to, you know, you're entered into this, at least for the dome anyway, you're entered into this fucking lottery, and we didn't get Golden Circle. We didn't get them. So it's a pain in the ass. And there's so many people coming over. I'm not saying that New Japan has to bend over backwards for these people that are flying, you know, 10,000 miles to get there, but
make it easier.
Well, look, speaking of make it easier, that's what I got, Colin. Guess what piece of technology I picked up? You already know. I already told you, but I'm making
butter churner.
No? I can make my own butter. I got a Fire Stick, Amazon Fire Stick.
Ah, with the NJPW World app right on the screen.
Uh-huh. Now, one of our classic bits, Colin, has always been me every time you would bring up the app.
Yep.
Got to have an app. App for this, app for that, app at an app at an app. Well, guess what? There's an app on that Amazon Fire Stick. I've watched more fucking New Japan content on New Japan World in the past 24 hours than I have in probably 2 months.
What'd I tell you? Tell you from the beginning? I was right.
You were right. I mean, it is an absolute improved user experience just with that Amazon Fire Stick. They got to. They have to. It's imperative for them to get apps built for the different platforms.
Now, here's my question. If anyone, if any technologically savvy folks out there are...
Well, you're talking to them, Colin. I don't know if you know this, but I used to watch Dig Nation.
you did. Is there a way to get the Fire Sticks and have that that Alexa NSA spying device just completely disabled so it's not listening to me?
you can disable Alexa. I have Alexa, and again, there's no doubt that it listens to every fucking word that comes out of your mouth if you're in earshot of that Alexa. No doubt, because it's going off. You know, I'll be having a conversation, and it'll respond to something I'm talking to someone else about. I'm like, oh, it's apparently listening to everything we say,
which is frightening.
Yeah, especially all the drug trafficking and
right.
Especially, but yeah, I jailbroke the stick, mm-hmm. So I have Kodi on it now.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah. It's fucking nice. It's nice. All right. So we're all over the map again. Every match, we go off into a different direction. We're anti-bull rope. We're anti-Suzuki Goon, never title run. Colin is anti-Yano. I can never be because he treats me like royalty after Dash. So I will never talk
unless
about
that. Unless you hold his belt.
I held the belt. I held the tag straps. Listen. This year, I was probably the most important fucking guy holding that tag strap.
Hey, you know what? I'm not going to argue with that.
Right? I was the most important motherfucker holding that belt. But no, always a good time at Yano's. And we'll be there again this year. So stay tuned. If you're going to Tokyo, we'll have plenty of news about that. All right, what's up next? You can watch. And maybe everybody can watch my downfall.
I'll have my cell phone on.
So everyone else, I'm sure.
I'll be waiting.
Tweets. Damon from PureCast implodes in Tokyo.
Gonna wake up and see the articles.
Shocking video.
Unbelievable tirade.
Yeah. Totokan store destroyed by Godzilla, by American Godzilla.
We're wearing New Japan tracksuit.
That's right. I like to be comfortable when I travel, Colin.
You like actually draped in velvet like George Costanza.
No, I try to – listen, I'm a bigger gentleman, but I try to, you know, look the part. Well, here's the problem. I don't go to Tokyo looking like a slob. I try not to, right? I try to put myself a little bit together, you know? I feel like I'm business casual in Tokyo because everybody just looks so impeccable. Like, everybody just looks sharp and
even
tailored.
At the shows.
Yeah, everybody looks great. And, you know, you got, like, these – just absolute ghouls flying over from America.
Monsters.
Coming over. Just the worst human beings coming over and ruining their beautiful town. Pro wrestling, the best. All right, what's up next?
How about this six-man tag here? We've got the team of Kojima, Tenzan, and Tanahashi. There's a future Never Trios champion for you.
Quick, who's the Never Tag Champs?
LIJ.
Very good. Good job.
There we go. That was quick, too. Taking on Finley, Juice, and Kota Ibushi. How about I was reading in the Observer that the original plan for the World Tag League was to have Ibushi team up with Sami Callihan.
You know, speaking of which, being that you did mention Sami Callihan, you know there's a lot of scuttlebutt around that Sami Callihan is not going to be Switchblade.
Really?
Because the dates aren't lining up. Apparently, he has bookings around the time where the Switchblade Joker is supposed to debut.
It's a swerve, bro.
Jay White. Jay White.
I would rather that. I'll be honest with you.
I'd welcome that.
But it just seems weird, though, that even Dave has no idea who this Switchblade character is. And the only name that has come up when he has talked about it is Sami Callihan.
Yeah. Well, he mentioned that... I think last week he mentioned Jay White. He did mention Jay White.
Okay.
So I got to tip my cap to Dave on that.
I'm all in on that. Although
more than Sammy.
Well, here's the thing. Why not just come back as Jay White? Why does he need to be Switchblade? I'm not big on the gimmicks in my Japanese wrestling.
Okay. Fair enough. We don't know what Switchblade is. Keep in mind, you did get a 300-pound fucking wizard with lasers, right?
that's true.
All right. So and we turned out okay there.
We did. Right? We did.
Turned out all right there.
I hope it is Jay White, though. I really do. Jay White, one of the most promising young workers out there.
I'm a fan of his Ring of Honor work. Obviously, his Young Lion work was one of our favorites. I think it's a good fit. I mean, I don't know what the Switchblade thing's all about. You know, if he comes out looking like the fucking Fonz, I'll have a problem.
Hey!
Hey! I'm the Switchblade!
Can we say
hey,
that...
Sure.
Can we say that New Japan will have officially jumped the shark then?
Nice one, Colin. Nice one. Hey, Shortcake Kevin Kelly, give me the microphone.
Arthur Fonzarelli.
Arthur Switchblade Jay White. That would be great. Comes in on a motorcycle.
Can David Finlay have like a Richie Cunningham gimmick then?
Have like a cardigan sweater.
Oh, that'd be so great. This needs to happen, actually.
Right. His catchphrase is, wah, wah, wah.
I want this to happen so bad now.
They could be like the new Los Ingobernables and be like a Ralph Mouth.
Yeah.
Fucking Potsy. Potsy. That'd be great. Having a Happy Days faction in New Japan Pro Wrestling.
I never knew I wanted that until we started recording this.
Yeah. Come on. I mean, listen, if we're going to Americanize it, let's fucking do it, right?
Right. That's Americanizing it.
That's Americanizing.
You're going to see the subscriptions roll in to NJPW World after that.
Who's going to be Squiggy? I want somebody to be Squiggy. Lenny and Squiggy. Hello. Oh, what a great time to be alive. All right. So Jay White will be Arthur Fonzarelli at Switchblade.
Yep.
Are we happy with this? Yes or no?
Listen, I don't even know what the gimmick is. Like, right. Like, what is the gimmick at this point? Nobody really knows. So I'm going to wait this out. I'm going to reserve judgment until the debut.
All right. He's getting vignettes, so that's positive, right? So it's going to be prominent. I'm in. I'll just put it this way. I would think Sami Callihan kind of fits what I like. If some, you know, somebody says, okay, there's going to be a gimmick. He's called Switchblade, right? And just looking at the video packages and how creepy and shit it is, I would think a Sami Callihan kind of fits that mold.
Yeah.
More than a Jay White, right?
I think it's going to be Sami Callihan.
Well, again, apparently the dates don't line up.
Bookings be damned.
Yeah. All right. Well, keep in mind that there is a lot of scuttlebutt that it's going to be Jay White. So if it is Jay White, he better go all in on the Arthur Fonzarelli.
We can only hope.
I'll be so disappointed if there's not grease in his hair. That'd be so great.
Are you pumped for Tanahashi versus Ibushi, a power struggle?
Yes, I am. And here's the thing. We were talking about year-end awards, right?
Yeah.
And how they're right around the corner. And we did get some pretty great ideas and some help from loyal listeners, right, that are looking to help us out because they know I'll be hanging from a noose come late November when we open up the ballots. But I was even talking, like, even lying in bed this morning thinking, you know, as I often do, about, you know, year-end awards and who would I go with if right now. What was my point?
You had mentioned this before we started recording, actually, the year-end awards.
I did, but I don't know how that tied into what we were talking about. So I'm going to end that thought because it was not a thought at all. It literally went.
It will come back to you. Don't worry.
It will come back. Yeah, in the middle of Tanahashi and Ibushi came right back. See how that works, Colin? A little spark in my head just the wires reconnected. This match coming up, I feel. Correct me if I'm wrong, is really the only match on this entire before the Dome. And again, the Dome does not include this year's voting that could even challenge for like a match of the year, right?
Maybe you can make the argument that Ospreay versus Skrull it could be a contender. But the fact of the matter is this has been such a crazy year that like any other year, that Naito Ishii match from King of Pro Wrestling would have been like match of the year, but it's not in this year. So yeah, I would say the Tanahashi Ibushi match, IC title. Yeah, that will come close.
Right. So that's really the when it comes to year end awards, that's really it. Cause there's nothing that happens during Tag League.
No.
Maybe the junior tag league.
Well, I do have something to say about Tag League once we get through this card, but I'll save that.
But I'm excited for Tanahashi Ibushi because you know it's going to be a great match and it's going to be exciting. And the interactions are always great. So the tag match will be more interesting than maybe usual. Probably at maybe a 6 for excitement level. I do like the idea. It's Finley, Ibushi, and Juice?
Yeah, Finley Ibushi Juice.
Hmm. We've been seeing Tanahashi and Juice on polar on opposite teams lately. I find that to be a little bit weird.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Could that
no
be
Michael Elgin, huh?
No Michael Elgin? No Michael Elgin.
Hmm. What does that tell you?
Well, you know, when we had that Elgin discussion last week or earlier this week, whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
Somebody on Twitter did bring up the fact that not everybody in New Japan can be where we think they should be at the same time. Like
we've said that a million times, right? There's only so many spots. There's only so many people. So Right. Okay, you're not telling us anything new, but go ahead.
Right. No. He was just simply stating that
Colin, forget. No, fuck it.
He was just simply stating that.
No, fuck it.
that maybe Ghetto has plans for Elgin that he's just not ready to pull the trigger on yet. That's all.
Okay.
Maybe. Well, I don't know.
Okay, then. Well, Colin, look. Here's where Damon dances around a little bit.
Yeah.
Who do you think's closer to the truth, Colin, based off the information that you know and that we have talked about? Me or, and again, no offense, I'm sure the gentleman that tweeted is a nice guy,
yeah.
Right? Just trying to make a point. Pro wrestling conversation, that's what we do.
Yep.
Who's closer to the truth, me or him?
I would lean towards you. I would lean towards you because I'm of the same mindset.
And the information.
Yeah. But, you know, we're privy to some information that, not all the common folk, get access to.
But, you know, just, you know, let's put it this way. If there were plans. Never mind. Look.
You want to let it go?
Yeah, because I'm going to... I can't talk my way out.
No, you can't.
Let's move on.
All right. Okay, so we did talk about the main event already, Nagata versus Nakanishi. Let's talk about the semi-main event here, which you assumed incorrectly was going to be the main event. All right, this is a big, fat 10-man tag we've got here.
King Kong Bundy.
Yeah, that's right. And the narcissist.
And the narcissist.
Okay. No, it's Sho and Yo.
Like them.
Ghetto and Ishii.
Ghetto.
And Okada.
Ghetto. Can I ask you?
Okay. So no, Chaos on one side.
Yep.
Taking on all of LIJ. So we got Takahashi, Bushi, Sanada, Evil, and Naito. I wanted to make a few Takahashi, junior heavyweight points here in general.
Go ahead.
Okay, so in Power Struggle, the junior title match is going to be Ospreay defending against one of our favorites, Marty Scurll, right?
Yes.
And we've seen these guys wrestle 1,000 times, and they've had great matches each and every time, and there's no doubt in my mind that this will be a great match as well. However, I don't think anyone... is under the illusion that Marty Scurll is going to be walking out of there as junior heavyweight champion.
Correct. I, at the very least, I don't.
Right. So I think that we're going to see the big payoff of Takahashi challenging for Ospreay at the Dome. You know, Takahashi's finally going to be able to get the challenge out of his mouth before somebody punches him in the face like a geek.
Right.
So... I think that that's where we're headed towards at the Dome, which leaves out one very important person, and that person is Kushida.
Do you think eventually, and again, it is October 15th in the year 2017, do you think eventually that gets changed? And that can get changed at a moment's notice.
That can certainly get changed, although... Currently, I don't see them heading towards a three-way. I don't think they're going that route.
Kushida does deserve that rematch.
Yeah, right. Kushida.
Takahashi, you know, again, hopefully he doesn't get punched in the face or his fingers broken or kicked in the dick or whatever. He can make a challenge.
Kushida could be the one to punch him in the face, though, theoretically.
Theoretically, yes.
And then they could turn that into a three-way.
Again, though, it is kind of funny, and it is, I really feel like it is a bit tongue-in-cheek, the fact that everyone who just shows up challenges and they, you know, there's your next match.
Yeah.
And Takahashi is the guy who keeps trying to challenge but gets fucked in the end. I do kind of think this is kind of a tongue-in-cheek kind of thing.
It is. It is. You know what I mean? I know I've made the claims that it makes Takahashi look bad, but yeah, it is humorous.
I think it's funny. I do. I kind of enjoy the fact. And truth be told, you know, somebody who is as, you know, strung as tightly as Takahashi, it really makes perfect sense for him to be the guy to get fucked over. You know what I mean? Kind of does. I do enjoy it. I'm not going to lie. I do enjoy it.
But back to my point, though. So if we're doing Takahashi versus Ospreay at the Dome, which is what I think they're building towards, I think that a good place for Kushida on that card, you know, a place that's higher up the card would be challenging Suzuki for that NEVER title. That's an interesting match right there. That's a match I'd want to see.
Yes. I would too.
I feel a butt coming on. I knew it.
Ask yourself honestly.
Yes.
Is that a match that the Japanese viewing audience at the Dome would want?
Suzuki versus Kushida? I think so.
With the idea of the junior versus the heavyweight.
Right. Or, you know, the junior trying to step up and challenge the heavyweight. Then I think that it's cool the fact that both of those guys have you know, mixed martial arts backgrounds, and it's just a really interesting match.
It is, and I'm not shitting on the match. Trust me, I'm not. And I'm not even shitting on your idea. I'm more playing devil's advocate of, and
it's Damon's advocate.
I'm playing Damon's advocate. Damon music Damon advocate.
Hate that guy.
I hate Damon.
Fuck that guy.
Fuck music Damon. I'm a t-shirts made. Fuck music Damon. I would do anything. Hey, speaking of t-shirts, where the fuck are our t-shirts?
Hang tight. That's all I'm going to say. Hang tight.
All right. I'm hanging tight. I'm hanging tough, as new kids would say.
You're crying tough out on the streets.
Oh, look nice.
Trying
nice
to make your dreams happen.
Oh, man. I knew it, Colin, and you knew it, too.
That's right.
I'm in on the idea of a Kushida Suzuki match. I don't think it's going to happen, but I would be okay with that. Absolutely. I think it'd be a fun match. I think it'd be an interesting match.
Let me ask you this then, though. Okay, so let's just assume that's penciled in. Takahashi challenging Ospreay. Where would you put Kushida then? Because he's certainly not going to be in the junior tag picture. Where do you put him
about
then?
I don't know about that.
You don't know about Damon, him and Kawato. I mean, they're not making it out of the first round.
Well, yeah.
Who do you put him with then? It's a serious question. Where does Kushida go if he's not in either of these junior pictures?
Multi-man tag in the bottom of the show before intermission.
One of the best guys in the world. Jeez,
what fucking spots you got, my man? I don't know what you do.
Yikes, that's a sad thought.
I still think it's going to be a three-way. Gun to my head right now, I still think he's involved in that junior title match.
Well, this is an American promotion now, so.
Really? And I think it's going to be a Sicilian stretcher match.
I think it's going to be a last ride match.
It's going to be a falls count anywhere, Texas death match, a coal miner's glove match is what it's going to be called.
A Daryl on a pole match.
Daryl on a pole. I think he's involved in that match. But okay. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. But I'm excited for getting back to Tanahashi Ibushi. Let me ask you this, being that we're here. The likelihood of Ibushi walking away as IC champion is?
Well, Here's the thing. Tanahashi needs to have a big spot on the Dome, right?
You would think.
Tanahashi's got to have a big spot on the Dome. And you've got to have an IC title match on the Dome.
Yeah. A lot of talk about a combo match. Now, I don't think they're going to have a combo match with Omega, right?
I had toyed with the notion of Ibushi wins, challenges Omega, and it's IC champion versus US champion. But I kind of don't think we're going to do that because again, Tanahashi's got to have that big dome match. He has to.
Well, here's an idea. And again, I don't think that they would have a Bushi Omega unification match because they just fucking made the title 6 months ago, right?
Right.
I mean,
well, and unless you get rid of the IC title and then, you know, it's just the US title.
I don't want to do that.
I kind of do want to get rid of one title, one singles
never
title.
Never a fucking title. We know that. Get rid of that.
At least. Everybody has a belt.
I know. Ibushi Omega. Would you have a problem with... you know what?
Yes, I do.
Honestly, I have a problem with it right now.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say something ridiculous.
I love ridiculous things.
IWGP heavyweight title match, a tag title match, the champions, whoever the fuck they might be, versus Tanahashi and Elgin.
I wouldn't have a problem with that, but the idea of the idea of Hiroshi Tanahashi being involved
in the ring with KES,
right? Yeah, you know what I mean? He's got to have that big. That big dome, you know, main event quality match.
I'm down. Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
They're not going to waste, you know, Tanahashi.
All right. Well, who does he go against? Because we're all assuming it's going to be, well, we all know it's Okada Naito, right?
Right.
We're assuming we're building toward a Omega Ibushi, right? That's what everybody's kind of clamoring for.
I kind of have that penciled in as the semi-main in my fantasy booking book.
Osprey, Takahashi, maybe in parenthesis, Kushida.
Yes.
What are we doing with Tanahashi?
Well, we threw out a lot of names while we were discussing this in past weeks. I threw out Ishii. Have him challenge Ishii. Or have Ishii challenge Tanahashi, rather. Elgin.
You think they would do Elgin Tanahashi?
Listen, I personally don't believe Elgin's going to...
He's not even on the show. You're telling me he's not being booked.
Listen,
Are you telling me he's in the fucking Rumble again?
Maybe.
Here's what I'm afraid of. Elgin versus, or I'll tell you both. I'm afraid Elgin. I'm afraid of Tanahashi versus Cody Rhodes.
So you're saying no, I don't think so.
You don't think they would do Tanahashi versus Cody Rhodes for the ROH title?
Well, Tanahashi, are we assuming that Tanahashi is walking into the dome on January 4th as still IC champion? Because
no.
I
don't think it's a lock that he walks in there as IC champion.
Well,
I really don't.
That means then we're going to see a title versus title match. That's what
it
means.
Be for one of them doesn't necessarily have to be defended, but it doesn't make much sense at the dome. All the titles should be defended. So, okay, I get it. All right. What do you think, Elgin, Cody?
With Elgin losing?
Yeah, no doubt. Well, here's the problem, too. Well, yeah, I mean, I think it's absolute because we know the problems with Elgin and Ring of Honor, right?
That's right.
So there's no way, unless a miracle happens, that Elgin would win that match.
I mean, Cody's definitely going to be on this show. Make no mistake about it. I think you're absolutely going to see the ROH world title defended at the Dome.
I think so.
Now, who that is going to be against? I don't know. It's anyone's guess.
I think politically, Elgin might be a challenge.
Yeah.
That might be a problem.
Yeah, that could be a struggle. That could be a power struggle, if you will.
All right. A lot of speculation on our part, but we have no idea where the fuck this is going.
I feel bad. I really have no answers because this is a... So we've got some tricky situations, some tricky booking situations here.
That's good, though, I think, right?
That's very good. I love speculation like this and where things aren't, you know, 100% crystal clear for the Dome card.
Right. Yeah, I'm okay with this. I'm okay with a lot of loose ends still to tie up. That's actually pretty good.
Let me ask All you right. one more Dome question.
Yes.
Do you think that LIJ walks into the Dome as Never Trios champions?
Better question. Who do they defend against and who wins?
I don't know.
Because you know the title's changing hands. Give me a random team. Give me a fucking random team.
Well, okay, so Kojima and Tenzan are probably going to be in the New Japan Rumble.
Okay.
What do you do with Juice might be a guy that goes up against Cody. Well,
no, he already did that.
Yeah, they already did that. They're not going to do that 2 years in a row. That's silly. Huh. Maybe Juice is involved in that Never Trios picture.
Juice, David Finley?
Juice, David Finley. And... Elgin?
Who?
That's a possibility, actually, now that I think about it. Mm-hmm. Like, you could actually visualize seeing that on the card when it comes out, can't you?
I can see that.
I can see that, too.
I can see
Boy,
that.
Boy, I bet Elgin's psyched. Man.
Hey, look, at least he's not in the fucking Rumble, right?
That's true.
All right. What else we got, Colin?
So that does it for the 10/21 Road to Power Struggle card.
We took the long way to get there. We took the scenic back roads to fucking wrap that up in a bow.
Hey, listen, it's a Sunday afternoon. Haven't you ever heard of a Sunday drive?
I have, yes. I'm a big fan of the Sunday drive, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, I love a good Sunday drive myself. So we're gonna have another show at Corkin on 10/23. Then on 10/29, lots of Korakuen shows coming up this month, but I wanted to kind of close out today's show with a bit of speculation, some fun speculation.
All right. I thought that's what we did for an hour and a half, but okay, let's do some more.
Well, we're going to close it out with more speculation. So Damon, we've got this World Tag League coming up in November, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not exactly a tournament that we look forward to. And as a matter of fact, I've heard a lot of rumblings that All Japan's World Tag League is probably going to be better than New Japan's this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way the calendar year kind of pops out. We've said it for the past couple shows, and we've said it last year too, and I think other shows have echoed the same things in the sense that you have a real solid idea of who's going to be winning this fucking thing. But just by the way that the shows are booked, right? You know where. Look, if Omega is in this tournament, you know his team's not winning. If Okada is in it, you know his team's not winning. If Naito is in it, you know his team's not winning. So it does take a little bit of the luster off of it. So because it eliminates three quarters of the fucking teams that are involved. And truth be told, it's the tag league. It's not that it hasn't been interesting in years. You're going to find a decent match,
well,
in the mix, but you know, it's nothing to write home about.
I can think of, well, I've had something in my mind for a while now that would make the World Tag League significantly more interesting. And so,
are the Young Bucks in this?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question, Damon. So the Young Bucks took to Twitter, and they said they're going to be returning to Japan in November, December.
Yeah.
Huh. Would the Young Bucks go back to Japan in November when the World Tag League is going on to compete in undercard matches that aren't part of the tournament?
Yeah.
Would they? Would they really? We're talking about the Young Bucks. They're a hot commodity. I don't know if you know that.
Well, they are.
They're moving some merch and
been to a Hot Topic lately, have you?
No, not exactly.
Ugh.
Is it possible that the young bucks, whatever you want to call them, what the hell were they called in TNA?
Oh, I forget.
My God, what was the name of that? Generation Me.
Me, that's it. I wanted to say Generation Y, and I was like, that's not it.
Okay, so is it possible that Generation Me, the Young Bucks, could
Young
be...
Bucks aren't a great name either, let's be truthful, but Generation Me stinks.
Ugh. But is it possible that they could be in the World Tag League this year? Because I'll tell you what, my interest goes up tenfold.
I hope so.
I hope so too. I really do. Because
I hope so. It would be interesting.
Young Bucks versus GOD. That's the most interesting GOD match that.
All right, so let's further the speculation because we're idiots.
Let's do it.
Could they win it?
Hell yeah, they could win it.
Because they're not doing anything on the Dome Show.
No, they're not doing anything on the Dome Show. And plus, they've gone through this junior tag division. I mean, you know, I suppose that the Young Bucks versus Sho and Yo is a match that I want to see, but I don't know. The Young Bucks to me are at such a point in their career now, especially after everything that's been happening. Like, they're at like a peak hotness from my point of view.
So in your point of view, if you get served with legal papers, that's
yes. That's how you know you've made it in this industry. Yeah. Yeah. Once you get that cease and desist.
Yep.
And you start getting people from other companies fired for photos on Instagram.
I know that feeling very well, actually.
Yeah, you were telling me.
I had a real life scenario of that happening, kids. It's pretty funny.
It was. I think that the Young Bucks have almost transcended this junior heavyweight division at this point.
What the fuck? I'm okay with it. I don't think it'll happen, but I'm okay with it.
Why would they be coming back to Japan in November then? To hang out?
Well, listen, they like TGI Fridays.
Right, but I could go to a TGI Fridays here. And
not authentic Japanese cuisine like TGI Fridays at Gorkin.
You got me there.
I've been there a few times.
Oh, I bet you have. I bet you rung up quite the bar tab.
Now, you know what? Not that bad.
No?
Not there, anyway. And I'll tell you why, because we're usually shoveling food in our mouths real quick, because we have to get to the show, right? Which is right next door, mind you, but still, we're like just... you know what? I take that back, because when we did like the kind of pseudo meetup there, it was at that Fridays. We had a decent bar bill. But even then, we were running at the door, because Kevin Kelly was like, remember Inuhito?
Yeah, yeah.
Is Inuhito still a thing?
I have not even thought of Inuhito in forever, so I have no idea.
Hmm. I wonder if he posted, because I'm not on the Twitter machine. Because he came in, and he was like, we were talking with him. And
is he Japanese?
Like, yes.
Okay.
I
didn't know.
And he's in Japanese. And he was like, Kevin Kelly, you can go on the pre-show. And I'm looking at Eric, and we're like, all right. And we had like literally just gotten full beers. And I was like, go, 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 let's go. And we ran up the steps and we saw Kevin and Steve Corino doing the pre-show. And then
Actually, Inuhito, I'm looking at his Twitter right now.
Right.
The last time that he tweeted, it was a retweet from May of this year.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of like me going dark on the social media.
Yeah, I wonder if he's going through similar things.
Listen, don't talk music, Inuhito.
Nope, you'll.
I know you like Oasis, but keep it to yourself, all right?
Right.
keep that shit to yourself. I don't care how much you don't like that Gaslight Anthem nonsense.
What an animal.
Even to this day, on a podcast, I have to get my fucking digs out. He's Japanese. If I'm not mistaken, Colin, he does a lot of stuff behind the scenes for, I think he's the one holding the iPhone as they Facebook Live. I think he's the one holding he was the one holding the cameras. A couple times I saw him when they were doing like the post show from Dash, he was doing it. Hmm. And outside the Tokyo Dome, he was doing some stuff too.
See,
so
I would
he might
do
be
that.
Behind the scenes. What's that?
I would do that. I have a degree in that.
A degree in iPhone recording?
Yes, essentially.
I would do some. I mean, here's the thing. Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
If New Japan said, we want you to do a weekly show. You can keep the name New Japan Purecast.
Yep.
But we prefer if you weren't always 100% honest with your takes. In other words, Everything's thumbs up. Everything smiles. Everything's positive.
I think this Leo Tonga has really been I'm really excited for him to team up with Yujiro, like that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Would you do it? Well, they paid you enough. They paid you enough to live.
Wow.
To live, not live great. You're not okay. Fucking living high on the hog.
Hey, I don't need to live like a hog.
I do.
I know you do. Boy, I'll tell you what, that would be a tempting offer.
Low 30s.
But I could do that. But we wouldn't be honest with the audience then.
No.
And then at that point it's like, what is this all for? You know what I mean? It's like, if we're not going to be honest with the audience, then what's the point?
I agree.
I don't want to bullshit anybody and tell them I'm fucking looking forward to a bull rope match for the NEVER title. Are you out of your mind?
Right. 30,000 K. 30K. Colin. To talk wrestling. You're going to sell out the fucking audience.
Damn it. Right? How everyone dare you put me right in this
now,
position?
Every one of you listening right now, you're getting sold out. Okay?
Yeah, you're getting sold down the river.
You're worthless to us.
I made all these campaign promises. And then once I get in, it's like, well.
Yep.
Sorry.
Toodaloo.
Sorry, folks. The moose out front should have told you.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of moose. All right, first of all, I'm not doing it. I'm not selling our audience. I love my audience. I would never do it.
I wouldn't either.
The address is McDonald NHL. Contact us, please, on Twitter. I would not do that. Secondly, Colin, would you do it?
If they gave us free reign and said, do whatever you want.
Yes, would have to have.
If they gave us the Don Callis treatment and said, you can say whatever comes to that brain of yours.
Pussycast.
You're right. If they gave us free reign, sure.
Okay. Agreed. Lastly, I spoke with Moose.
Yeah?
You know, remember Moose?
I do remember Moose. I enjoyed him quite a bit.
I spoke with him at the Lucha Forever show. Talking about how we missed him in Philadelphia and all that stuff. And he was talking about, we were talking about the deals that he made with TNA and the fact that he pretty much works 7 fucking days out of the year and he gets, 6 figures.
Oh, man. that's my dream.
Moose is living your dream.
Damn it.
Moose is living your dream. He's like, oh, how can I turn that fucking down?
Yeah. I wouldn't take any indie bookings. I'd be at the movies.
All right. Listen, we've talked a lot of nonsense here today, everyone. So I'm glad that you followed along to this point. Where are we, Colin? I feel like I'm in the Bermuda Triangle right now.
Damon, we're at the close of the show. That's it. That's all we've got for you today, folks.
Wrap it up, Colin. Do your thing. Throw it to me and then take it home.
Alrighty, so there you have it. That is today's show. We hope you enjoyed it. And thank you, as always, for tuning in each and every week. And engaging with us on social media. I always find it a lot of fun when I kind of throw out some booking. What are you laughing at? What the hell are you laughing at?
Find it fun, really?
Yeah, when I throw out some like fantasy booking questions on Twitter and I have the audience engage with me. Yeah, sure, it's a lot of fun. I love engaging with people on there and seeing what their opinions are. So, keep that coming. Remember, the best way to really keep up with our schedules is on the Twitter machine and the Facebook machine. I'm active on there. Damon is not. So
Facebook is deleted. Facebook is gone. It's been gone for at least a month now.
So basically how it works is if you ask Damon a question, I take a screenshot of that and then send it to him via text, and then he tells me what to say. So it's a lot of work for me, but...
No. I tell you what to say, and then you edit it, and then you send it.
Yes, exactly. I edit it for, like, human decency. And I put it out there. But no, seriously, though, follow us on Twitter, Facebook, NewJapanPuroCast.com. I upload the shows right on there after we record them. So that's the best way to listen to them instantaneously. Of course, we're on iTunes, Stitcher, that whole deal. VoicesOfWrestling.com. They've got something on there for every wrestling palate. And we're usually up there on
Monday morning.
Yeah, that's right. Monday morning.
That's me. That's the one thing I do for the show.
Yeah, right. That's the one.
It really
thing.
Is.
Right. You're the mascot. I send you all around the world. And
right. And I'm the showgirl. I'm like the the young lady you send out at the convention. Right.
Exactly.
Booth. That's me.
Take care of this guy, Damon. Show him a good time.
Show him a good time, right? The audio boom, I take care of that.
Yeah.
So that it gets distributed through the Voices of Wrestling Network. And boy, do we love them. Hey, they got a meetup today. I know this is not going to matter, but as we're recording this, tonight is Kenny Omega versus Yoshihashi Con. I don't know
That's
if you know
right.
that.
Right, I did know that.
That's tonight, and they have a meetup in Chicago. Unfortunately, I cannot be there to drink my weight, but others will carry the torch for me. And you can meet that Rich Kreich, if I'm not mistaken. He'll
I
be
know
there.
Him.
Yes, and Doug Fowler, your favorite.
I'm here with Doug Fowler, 316 Gimmick Street.
We're mutilating a calf right now.
Having some IPAs here out on the ranch.
I got our 4x4s and... camouflage hats. All right, very good. Doug Fowler. So, yeah, I hope they're having a good time there in Chicago at the meetup for Kenny Omega versus Yoshihashi.
Which should be a good match.
Okay, move on.
All righty, so, yeah, NewJapanPuroCast.com, VoicesOfWrestling.com, and, of course, Road to Power Struggle next Saturday, October 21st. We'll be back next Sunday to... talk about that show, review it, preview coming shows. So, Damon, final thoughts for today's broadcast?
Final thoughts. No, I think I'm good. I think we've wrapped it up very nicely. You got our thoughts on all these nonsense Row 2 shows. Some of them look pretty good. Some of them...
hey, if nothing else, this show fueled a ton of speculation.
It really did. You know what? And that's a good thing. That gives us something to talk about and everybody to talk about online. So that's a good thing. All right. I'm done, Colin. Wrap it up.
All righty. So on that note, for Damon McDonald, my name is Colin Miller. We'll catch you guys right here next weekend to talk all about the Road to Power Struggle. See you then.